NPR's Anne Garrels has been in Baghdad since before the war began. Earlier today, I asked her to describe the scene in the Iraqi capital.
It's been very noisy. There's been a lot of artillery, machine gun fire, bombing, sound of missiles coming from basically the western part of the city. I'm pretty much in the dark, literally and figuratively, because with no electricity, no phones, and now a nightly curfew, it's impossible to find out exactly what's going on.
Is electricity out all over the city again?
As far as I can see, yes.
Any word about a second U.S. raid into Baghdad?
I'm told by Iraqi eyewitnesses that there was another probe in from the airport area toward an area called Abu Ghraib on the western side of the city. We don't know exactly how far into the city they got. I was told by this particular Iraqi that it was a much larger group of American tanks than yesterday.
What's the Iraqi government saying about the fighting today?
The information minister remains quite a case. He came out today and yet again said that the Iraqis have routed the Americans from the airport. When he was asked, well, you know, we've seen video of correspondents and troops at the airport, he said that's all an illusion, that the Americans just come up close to the airport every now and again for propaganda purposes, but they're out of there.
How are Iraqi civilians reacting to these assaults?
People here are terrified. I mean, this is what, you know, they feared most, that the war would be brought into the city. and, you know, just as I'm in the dark, they too are they're confused. They don't know who to believe, what reports to believe. They can't actually see their own television for the most part. But they do have radio reports. And, you know, they just don't, you know, they're just sitting there terrified.
Mm-hmm. It's the middle of the night there now. Is there still bombing or shelling going on or gunfire that you can hear?
Yeah. It's been pretty consistent for the last 8 hours, I'd say. A lot of artillery bombing, heavy machine gun fire, which is really the first time we've heard that. I saw a lot of Republican Guard units in the city outskirts of the city today. The what's called the Fedayeen, you can tell them because they've got black uniforms. They've only just appeared in the city in the last couple of days. A lot more tanks, heavy artillery, machine guns. A lot more trenches have been dug or reinforced. So the city's beginning to look much more like an armed camp.
Mm-hmm. NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Thanks very much, Anne.
Thank you, John.